hau den away magen eduk gedan me kunen in minawa na be kwa wa au en gibi de shindan o gedan way winen an minawa am pegish we with the cargo ego o wa de shindama. So this is Nabik, and greetings everyone. I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language and help you get some more language into your everyday lives. Nungo mitashui te shindaman o e shi o tawia. So today we're going to talk about how someone might dress, and we can gossip about how what someone looks like. So there's three or four different phrases that we're going to learn today. So the first one is ishi-o, ishi-o, and ishi-o is talking about someone is dressed a certain way. Okay, giwabma na ishi-ot. Do you see the way he or she is dressed? Giwabma ina ishi-ot. Or we could say maybe nashke, nashke. When we say nashke, we're talking about look at. Okay, nashke shiot, look at the way he or she is dressed. Okay, now there's no actual judgment in that. It's just a statement, look at how he or she is dressed. So we're going to talk about more of the positive because we don't need to be ripping on each other behind anyone's back, right? We're taught not to be that way. Something we all have to work on. Wink, wink. So the phrase, the initial comment could be, Inashke eshiot al nabik. Look at how that old nabik is dressed. And then the answer could be, oh, wa mino'o nabik. Mino'o. Like mino'o, he is well dressed. Something that probably will never be said of me because I like to wear t-shirts and jeans all the time. But the action word here is mino'o. Mino'o is to be dressed well in a nice manner. It's not all fancy or anything, but you know, you look good. For me, that would mean my jeans are clean and my t-shirt doesn't have any holes in it. So when you're going to tell somebody, well, you look good, like you're well dressed, you could say, Misago geget mino'o yan. Misago geget mino'o yan. Like, you are certainly dressed well, okay? And this works with little bitty ones, too, when they're just learning how to dress themselves, and you know how they have their own style of doing it. They don't care about matching colors. They don't care about matching patterns. They just want to wear what they feel looks good. And sometimes it looks funny to us, but to them, it looks good, so we want to support that. Wa misago geget, it is for sure. Misago geget mino'o yan. And the yan on the end is talking about you. Mino'o yan, you are sure dressed nicely. Or if you wanted to talk about him or her. Oh, wa misago geget mino'ot. Misago geget mino'ot al nabik. Okay, now you hear mino'ot, not mino'oyan. Mino'oyan is as you are dressed nicely. Mino'ot is he or she is dressed nicely. Misago geget, it is for sure. Misago geget mino'ot al nabik. So that for sure, that old nabik is dressed up good, or he looks good the way he's dressed. So that phrase can be used, mino'ot, misago geget mino'ot, can be used for a female or a male because our language is not gender based. So we point out whether or not a'awikwe, that woman, a'awikwe zains, that little girl, a'awgwiwa zains, that little boy. Okay, Kiwanzi, that old man. However, so it can be used for both. Misugo geget mino'ot. Or if you're talking about more than one person, misugo geget mino'ot. Misugo geget mino'ot. Like they are all certainly dressed up good. They look good. Mino'o, to dress well. to be well-dressed. So that's one way, the misugo geget, and then you would say minooyan, you, minoot, he or she, minoowat, they. Okay, so those are the three for that phrase. But if you wanted to let somebody know, you probably should dress well. You don't want to be like Nabik and wear a hoodie to a big fancy meeting. So in that case, we could say, Mige minooyan. Mige minooyan. You should dress well. Mige minooyan. So here we have mi, it is so. And the ge is talking about the could, would, or should. And minno-o is the action of dressing well. And yan is you. Mige minno-o-yan. You should dress well. Okay, that sounds kind of, when we translate it, that sounds really weird. But yeah, that's the idea of what you're saying. Dress up, dress well, that kind of thing. Now, understand, minno-o-ta-wi-a, it's not necessarily that you're all wearing the fanciest clothes or whatever, but what you're wearing is appropriate for the situation. And we should understand that a lot of action words that are talking about the way someone is dressed, they have the o at the end. For instance, zazega o, zazega o. When someone is zazega o, now they're dressed up. Okay, and we can add that into our other template. Misugogege zazega ot ha'al nabik. Like, wow, that old nabik, he's really kind of adorned in a nice way. He's really kind of fancied up. Zazega ot. Or misugogege zazega oyan. You are really gussied up. And again, this is not a female or a male designation. It's used for both. And the last way we said it, misugogeget zazega oat. They are all dressed up just fancy. In this case, when you're zazega otawia, it's like it's a little bit more than just the way you're dressed. Like there's other things that are fancying you up. Maybe you got a nice medallion on, or you have all your dance outfit on and you're looking really sharp. Zazega o awia. So again, we hear that mino'o, zazega o. You'll hear words like giju o, which is to dress warmly. Giju denotes the warm there, and the o is talking about how someone is dressed. Gijuun. Now you're commanding somebody, dress warmly. Gijuun. But my point is gijuo, minno-o, zazega-o. There's so many different ways that this can be used. You can add a color. Misko-o. Someone is dressed in red. Okay. Makade-o. Someone is dressed in black. All in red, all in black. Okay. So as you're going along, you're going to start hearing this, you know, eishi otawiya, talking about how someone is dressed. And you're going to be able to recognize that and hear it. Okay? So those are the ones that I wanted to share with you today. Now, what do we do with this? So we have this template, misugogeget, whatever, and then we add the person, oyan, ot, owad, whoever that is. Just because today we're talking about minno-o, giju-o, those kind of things, doesn't mean you can't use this phrasing for something else. Misugogeget bakadeyon. You surely are hungry if someone's sitting there gobbling up their food. Misugogeget bakadeyon. And when we're saying like, mi-ge minno-o-yan, you should dress up, or you should dress nicely. Mi-ge minno-o-yan. We could change the action word from minno-o. And you could say, mige wisinian, you should eat. For sure you should eat. Okay? So those are the kind of things we can do with this. If we understand where the action words are, we can pull them out and put different things in there. So all of these things, you'll become better and better as you try them. Be brave and try them, and you'll get better and better all the time. Don't be afraid to be corrected, and don't be afraid to make mistakes, because you're gonna. Mio o minik wat the shindaman, mi gwech a pachibis in dawi ek, and dinawai magani duk, nabe kwa wa au, mi iu.